This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now we're going to focus, though, on verse 7 about Noah. Verse 7 says, "By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear," or awe is what it means, "built an ark to save his family. By his faith," get this, "he condemned the world." We'll talk about that in a minute. "He condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith." Noah is the first person in the Bible who's referred to as being righteous. I find that intriguing. You want to know the first guy that gets the tag righteous? It's Noah. Genesis 6:9, I think, is the reference point. He was called righteous, get this, because he believed God. He actually took God at his word, and God says, "Noah, I got news for you. I'm going to flood the earth. The world has become so wicked, I'm going to destroy this world." And I know that some people, that's like the movie, mythology, fiction. But I believe it to be a fact of history because Jesus referenced Noah as being a real person. And that's the greatest endorsement for me. I just need to know that Jesus said he's for real, because Jesus treated him as such. And Noah follows what God tells him to do, and he obeys. It was a matter of trust and obedience, the same things that drive our lives spiritually, trusting and obeying. And I want you to notice what it says, because of his faith and his obedience, he condemned the world. Don't misunderstand that. That doesn't mean that Noah went around and said, "You're all a bunch of hypocrites, you're all a bunch of sinners, you're going to hell." He didn't get up on a pulpit somewhere and say, "I'm better than all of you people and our family. We're going to be spared because we're so good." Let me explain to you what it means that he condemned the world. You see, by being faithful to the Lord, his faithfulness condemned the unfaithfulness of everybody else. His obedience condemned the disobedience of everyone else. His trusting the Lord condemned the lack of trust. I'm going to use two illustrations. One of them's pretty heavy duty. One of them has a humorous impact, I think, or intent to it. I'm going to use this hypothetical situation. I don't have anybody in mind when I say it, but I have known people over the years in the ministry where there's a man who is what I call a repeat offender in terms of his unfaithfulness to his wife. He's a serial offender. He goes from one affair to another. And I've known in women in those cases where they have been faithful, they've been loyal, they've been true to their husbands. And here's what I would say about that. The woman's faithfulness to her husband stood in condemnation to his unfaithfulness. And get this, she didn't have to say a word. She didn't have to call him a jerk. She didn't have to call him a lowlife. She didn't have to call him the worst names you can think of. You see, her faithfulness stood in condemnation of her husband's unfaithfulness. And sometimes you will find that people will resent you simply because you're a believer and you don't say anything at all. Let me give another example. Billy Graham, years ago, participated in a pro-am golf tournament. After the golf tournament was over, another professional golfer went up to the professional golfer who was matched with Billy Graham and said, "Hey, what was it like? How'd you like playing golf with Billy Graham?" And the golfer slammed his locker door and said, "I don't need Billy Graham cramming religion down my throat." And so the golfer said to the golfer who golfed with Billy Graham, "Was he really rough on you? Did he really ride you pretty hard?" And the guy held his head down and said, "No, to tell you the truth, he never said anything." Now think about that for a minute. He comes in off the golf course into the locker room after the 18th hole and said, "I don't need Billy Graham cramming religion down my throat." And then he admits, but he never said a word. I want to suggest to you that all that man did was respond to what he sensed in Billy Graham's life, what his spirit sensed. And he was offended by that.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.